This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. There are many others I could mention who had a part in Paul's life from before he became a Christian until his martyrdom, but I would now like to turn to a couple of lesser-known individuals. While Paul was being kept in prison in Jerusalem after his appearance before the Sanhedrin, there was a plot by some radical Jews who intended to kill Paul. As the pieces of the plot were taking shape, Paul's nephew overheard them talking about it and passed on the information to Paul. Acts 23:17 describes what happened next. Paul called one of the centurions and said, "Take this young man to the commander. He has something to tell him." The commander took the young man by the hand, drew him aside, and asked, "What is it you want to tell me?" Listen to how this young man persuasively challenged the commander. Quote, "The Jews have agreed to ask you to bring Paul before the Sanhedrin tomorrow on the pretext of wanting more accurate information about him. Don't give in to them, because more than 40 of them are waiting in ambush for him. They have taken an oath not to eat or drink until they have killed him. They are ready now, waiting for your consent to their request." There is nothing else mentioned in the Bible about this young man, but what he did here saved the life of Paul, so he could go on witnessing and making an impact for God all the way to Rome, and some believe even beyond to Spain. You see, God can and will use anyone who is available, young or old. He can and will use even you. Trust Him, obey Him, and expect Him to use you for His glory.